Jesus said in our gospel reading, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. The Old Testament writers use vines as metaphors to describe Israel's relationship with God. David said in Psalm 80, God brought the vine out of Egypt, cleared the ground, planted and filled the land. The leaves were lustrous, but yielded no fruit because Israel abused its prosperity for idolatry, so God took his grace from them. Jesus said, I am the true vine. We know that the branches of a vine are the life of its fruit. The branch must stay attached to the vine like the limb of a massive tree so the wind may not blow it off. This means hanging tightly and getting busy. However, it also means consistent spiritual renewal. Some of you may be gardeners, so this is the time of year when gardeners begin planting seeds and tending to the shoots emerging from winter soil. We know that just because we want something to grow does not guarantee it will. If you love your garden, it will love you back because love is practical when it is reciprocal. There's a broken-born songwriter and poet, Eden Abbas. He was a forerunner of the hippie movement, an advocate of love and nature. He spent much of his adulthood in California, and at one point, he camped under one of the letters L of the famous Hollywood sign. He coined the line, "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return," which became a hit song made famous by Nat King Cole. Abbas reminds us that while people busy themselves in pursuit of success and achievement, our true purpose and fulfillment in life are determined simply by love, and the most remarkable thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return. I see this in Jesus' call to abide in him as he abides in us. Jesus also said, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, God prunes, so that he may bear fruit. Most Christians are afraid of this pruning. We shouldn't. Sometimes even the healthy branches are pruned. For instance, the vine dresser may cut back some of the growth from the previous seasons, and in spring, he may break off some of the new shoots. That's because if there are too many clusters of grapes on a branch, it can weaken and even crack. It means we must watch what clutter our spiritual life. The vine dresser is committed to a total and vivacious harvest, so the vine grower thinks longer term. He knows that because of his pruning, the vine will become more robust and yield more grapes at harvest time. It may be intimidating to hear, but if we rely on the Holy Spirit to keep us close to Jesus, we may continue feeding on his love without fear. The epistle in 1 John also teaches fascinating facts about the fear of love, which I want to emphasize. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We'll be luscious branches if we stay close to Jesus and share his passion for loving us. This means you can't say, I love God and hate your brothers or sisters. I bid you to commit to your baptismal vows, love one another, strive for justice, bear fruit, and continue to make disciples for Christ. May the Holy Spirit strengthen us to persevere in our commitment. Amen.